We're up to the third and fourth Mishnayos of the third Perek of Makos. Ha'ocha bikurim ad shelo kara leyen. So if you eat bikurim once they're in the city of Yerushalayim, that's called the Re'ias Pnei Habayis, you can't eat them, according to the Shita and the Mishnah. We don't paskin like the Shita until you recite the Mikra bikurim. We say that's not ma'akev, but the Hanocha is ma'akev. At that point, they become the Nechasim of the Kohen. Kadshe kadashim chutz l'klaim. So the highest level of karban is kadshe kadashim. Thank you so much, Yannick and Sasha, Effie. Is on the way for number 10. Kachim Kalim Umayser Sheni Chutz Achoma, or Kachim Kalim outside of the ancient city of Yerushalayim. Hashover Esa Etzem Pesach HaTahor. So again, if the Karban Pesach is in good shape, it's Tahor, it's completely pure, and then you break one of its bones, so then Hareza Loka Arbaim. Aval Hamotir Batahor. But if you do Nosar, if you leave over the Karban when it's Tahor, that's what we call Lav Anitak Laseh. Because anybody remember what's the mitzvah? What are we supposed to do with Nosar? What are you supposed to do with it? Burn it. It's got to go up in fire. We don't get Malkos. The question is, you don't get Malkos because you can fix it or because the very fact that you can fix it indicates that it might not be as bad. When it comes to Nosar, and if you break the etzem, but the karban is already tameh, there's no malchus about that because it has to be ro'oi la'achila for shaviras etzem to be alav. Hanotel eimal abanim. We know that shiluach haken is one of those mitzvahs in the Torah that's associated with arichas yamim. The Gemara says that's a relatively easy mitzvah to fulfill, a mitzvah kala. Kibud av eim is a mitzvah chamura. They have the same reward, which is in a way of teaching us that all mitzvahs should be treated with great seriousness. Hanotel eimal abanim. So if you take the mother when the children are there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loka ve'eno mishaleach. At that point, there is nothing that can be done. You already took the mother while the children were there, and you're subject to malchus. You've already violated the law. V'chacham omer mipaskin mishaleach ve'eno loka. It's a law v'nitak le'asei. Because the pasuk says, lo sika cho'em al habanim. Don't take the mother in the presence of the children, but shaleach v'shalach asa'em. So you could still correct it according to the Chachamim. There is no Malkos associated with that. But there's always a caveat. What would happen if you took the mother and instead of sending it away, you didn't perform the mitzvah saseh, you shechted it right then and there? Or let's say it dies of its own accord. What should the halacha be? Anybody want to guess? You get Malkos, because a lav hanitak la'aseh is only as good as performing the mitzvah saseh. So that nafkamina seems to indicate that the lamdus really is, it's only less severe because you can correct it. But if you don't correct it, it's just as bad as any other lav and you get Malkos for it. If it was the case that the fact that it's nitak la'aseh, that it's attached to a mitzvah saseh, is an indication that it's less severe, so then whether or not you fulfill the mitzvah saseh is not the question. The question is what the severity of the lav is. So this is an indication that indeed the lav anitak laseh is fundamentally just as bad. Maybe it's a little bit different in that respect that a lav shein bo maisa, you can argue, is a less severe kind of a lav. A lav anitak laseh, because it's correctable, doesn't necessarily mean that it's less severe. It just means that you have the opportunity to correct.